With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Hardap Dam has reached its lowest level ever at 6.3%. Starting tonight, irrigation water will no longer be available, a first since the dam was completed in 1963. Water for household use and livestock will still be supplied until February of 2026. Here is the Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform, Kale Schletwein.
The irrigation water that we supply to the Hardap irrigation scheme will be shut down midnight tonight, and that's as a result that the dam is de facto empty. It is below its useful storage level. We are now tapping into its dead storage level, which is not allowing us to carry on with irrigation water, but we will be able to supply domestic water and water for livestock till February 2026, if no rain comes and no inflow is as a result. I am absolutely convinced that climate change and with that resultant water scarcity is an upcoming challenge that we not yet have realized to the fullest.
The Namibia Wildlife Resort spokesperson Nelson Nashipala says the situation at Hardap Dam also affects the lodging and camping provider.
Yes, the situation at Hardap Dam has also affected tourism as well. I think as NWR, we are able to admit that the numbers are not as good as they were last year this time. As you might know, Hardap Dam is also quite popular for its angling position. The fact that anglers drive all the way out from South Africa to come and angle annually, or at least biannually, quarterly sometimes, so that's like three times per year. This year alone, we did not receive any anglers, so they started to look at different other avenues where they can enjoy this pastime activity. So we are hoping that the rain situation will improve the situation.
SA's COPE has called on government to announce an inclusive economic CODESA, saying the state of economy is concerning. COPE's Pakis Tikhetsi says fiscal sustainability is imperative.
With high state debt and failing revenue, fiscal sustainability must be a shared concern. COPE has consistently raised alarms about its state debt and proposed the Electoral Laws Second Amendment Bill to reduce government sizes across all levels. We must confront this crisis collectively, as it cannot be left to the government alone.
And chair of the UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory, Navi Pillay, has presented a report to the UN General Assembly. The report released on Wednesday alleged that Israel carried out a policy to destroy Gaza's healthcare system as part of a broader assault.
The International Criminal Court, the first responsibility is for the authority concerned to investigate and bring perpetrators to justice, and only if they're unwilling or unable, then the International Criminal Court steps in. So on that same principle, we make this call, a serious call to, this is a violation, we're drawing it to your attention so they can't say they didn't know about it.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.